It's Kia Beck with you. I'm joined by Nathan Sipes from the Alito Opera House, Christina Shaver, the filmmaker behind Everything Fun You Could Possibly Do in Alito, Illinois, and W.J. Albertson snuck in here as well. So we're going to talk about the movie premiere coming up and the grand opening. I think everybody here in town and just in the county is so excited for this. So, Christina, I'll start with you. You know, filming took place back in 2022. What was it like working with the community here in Alito and the local businesses and folks during filming?
Everyone was absolutely great and spectacular. We just had such a lovely time here, and it was so welcoming, such a great community of people. And we found that every time we needed something, someone would show up and say, "Hey, I can help you out." Really, really super nice. The businesses were great. We filmed, we used, as we call them, live locations. So we didn't really shut anything down when we filmed there, but whoever was kind of there was included. And so we have a lot of cameos from people. That's really fun as well.
There's going to be six showings during Rhubarb Fest. The first showing will be the world premiere, and that includes a Q&A. For the folks coming to that, what kind of behind-the-scenes stories or cast insights can they look forward to?
Oh, that's going to be really fun. We're going to have, actually, Susie Boggess is going to be there. And then we're going to also include our main cast and supporting cast from the film, so they can just tell everyone about what it was like to make it. And there's some fun stories. We had like a bird that we adopted on set for a little while. Robbie was
Robbie.
Yes.
So what do you hope people take away from this movie, especially those of us who call Alito home?
You know, I think this is really a movie about everyone and just what we think of as home and where home is for us, and that we may come and go from the place where we grew up, but it's kind of always with us no matter where we are.
And what's next for you as a filmmaker?
Oh, that's a great question. I've actually been working on a film about Gertrude Abercrombie, a documentary, and she's grew up in Alito, and it's been a really interesting story to watch her rise in the art world. She was selling paintings in Chicago for like $25 a painting on the street, and now they're going for almost $1 million in New York City. So that's been an interesting film to be making. It's kind of a longer-term film. I think it's still going to take us a few more years. And then we actually are doing a spinoff of the Alito movie. We are recording a podcast while we're here at Rhubarb. On June 6th, we'll be recording over at Spear, so we're excited to do that and hopefully have some more Alito lore and story to come.
Now, Nathan, this movie premiere also doubles as the Opera House's big reopening. How exciting is it to launch with a locally made film?
Yeah, it seems really perfect, actually, to celebrate the film that's celebrating our town in a theater that wasn't even functioning at the time. So it really is sort of coming to fruition here at the same time. It really feels special, being able to see a lot of the buildings before some of the work had been done, and seeing a lot of familiar faces. I think people are really going to enjoy it.
What can we expect when we walk into the newly renovated Opera House on premiere night?
I've given a lot of tours through the last several weeks and months, and something I just hear from people is, wow, you know, just wow a lot. But how much has changed? And then when they step in, they say, wow, you've been able to save a lot. It feels so much the same, just, you know, made new again. And so I think what people are going to expect is a little bit of curiosity as they look around, but also a lot of memories flooding back as they start to see those familiar components and start to make new memories in the building. Those are really some of the things I love to hear about.
Yeah. Now, besides the movie premiere, what else is on your calendar?
Yeah, so we've got, right after, the week after the movie premiere, we've got a new film starting June 13th, 12th and 13th, is How to Train Your Dragon, the live-action remake. On June 3rd and 4th, we're having Jurassic World Rebirth, which is another Jurassic Park movie that looks to be pretty exciting. And then we've got actually a band on July 2nd, a Wednesday. They're called Wasted Major, and they're actually releasing a new song. And there's some young guys, they have a country rock sound, and I think it'll go over really well.
Well, that is very exciting. Just so neat to see first run, new release films coming to the Opera House, live music, and of course, the premiere of a movie filmed right here in town, which we're just so excited about. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. Please come back again anytime you have something going on at the Opera House. We'd love to hear about it. We are going to go ahead and give away a pair of tickets to that concert that's coming up on July 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Alito Opera House. The band is called Wasted Major. They're a young band out of Nashville, and we're going to play a song by them now. It's called Moving Along. If you want to see these guys at the Opera House, be my first caller at 582-5626.